off with Just Plane Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
I'm going to show you, if I was a pilot and I was on a date, how I would reveal that information.
All
okay?
Right.
Ask me what it is I do.
What do you do for a living, Conrad?
I'm a pilot. Just try it.
I'm a pilot.
Con Josephine in my flying machine going up. She goes up, she goes up, up, a little bit higher. Oh my, the moon is on fire. Con Josephine in my flying machine going up. All on goodbye.
This is Just Plane Radio. Greg, your co-pilot. That's me, along with Captain Dennis. And we have our first guest of today's episode. His name is Jason, and he's with what, Dennis? TacTime? Is that the name of it?
TacTime.app. Yep.
Okay. So you know, you met him at Sun and Fun in Lakeland after I left, where you had to basically hunker down and actually work. And
yeah, once we got rid of you, you know, the adult work gets done.
Right.
You
know, I'm just there for the fun.
Exactly.
He's there for the sun and networking and everything else. So, Jason, welcome to Just Plane Radio. How are you?
Thank you. Doing really good. How are you all?
Well, first off, let me apologize for Dennis. I'm sure he bored the socks off of you, but evidently you have a pretty interesting app that caught his attention. So what does it do? What is TacTime all about?
So TacTime takes your paper aircraft logbooks and makes them smart, searchable, shareable, and safe, I like to say.
Oh, nice.
All you have to do is take a picture of your logbooks, and everything from ADs to part numbers are now searchable within seconds.
Huh. All right. So it actually automatically fills it into some kind of database form, like optical reading and that kind of stuff?
It does. We're using computer vision to read your images, and it takes care of all of the digitizing of that handwriting or typed logbook entries. It handles all of it.
Easier, faster, smarter, the whole thing. Is that what caught your eye there, Dennis, or what?
Well, it caught my eye on multiple levels. I mean, I have, you know, all the logs back from when the Mooney was first, you know, test flown back in 1982. So I have the paper record. But I'm always concerned, you know, what happens if that was ever to get lost? Or you have to go through how many different binders to try to find something. So anytime you switch to a new mechanic, he's got to research all the logs for AD compliance. And I'm like, there's got to be a smarter, better way to do this. And when I bought the plane, the previous broker actually took the time to scan all of the logs up to that date. And so I had a bunch of PDFs of them. So at least I had a copy of the records, you know, on a cloud drive somewhere. I have the paper logs. But this gave me a bunch of different options. One, it digitized everything and made it searchable, like he just said. Mm-hmm. I can actually go find records and go look at stuff. And the computer then can be smart and do things on that. When was the last 100-hour inspection? When was the oil changed? When was the ELT last inspected? All of that kind of stuff can be give you a dashboard now without me having to go manage this massive spreadsheet that I've been running off of for the last 8 years. And also, it's off-site. I have those records somewhere else, and all of the pictures of the pages are still there, but the data is also searchable. So it's like the perfect combination of backup, security, and functionality.
Well, that sounds pretty good. Jason, yeah, did this come out of just your being a genius, a tech genius, or was it something that you're like, hey, I can't remember where all this crap is. I need to do something for myself, and then you made it available to the world, or what?
Maybe a little bit of both.
Okay, makes sense.
I like creating products like this, and I created this for myself, to be honest. I was going through my logbooks. I was honestly thinking about selling the plane, and I had someone interested in it, and they were wondering when it was last painted. And the paint job still looks great, but I didn't remember from when I bought it, you know, right, 4 years ago. So I started going through the logs, and it's a 79 Cherokee 6, and I have 5 aircraft logbooks. And I'm going through all these pages, and I went through it twice, and I couldn't find it. So now I'm looking through receipts, trying to see if they just saved the receipt of the paint, and they forgot to put it in the logs. I'm like, I know they wouldn't do that. I remember, you know, during my pre-buy, they found it. So I kept searching. I went through the books 3 times before I found this little line that says, you know, painted this date.
Right.
And I was like, I know AI can help me with this. And that's literally where this birthed from. I created it so that it would help me be able to find the things that I'm looking for in my plane. And then I had friends, I told a couple of pilot buddies about it, and they were like, well, let me try to use it. So I opened it up so they could use it. And it's the quintessential way that these products are created and distributed. Friends of friends, and then more people started asking, and now it's a business.
There, well, you got to love that. That's how all the best ideas start, by taking care of yourself, and then you can take care of everyone else. And once again, it's called TacTime. So you can look it up online. TacTime.app is the website. Is that right?
That's it. It's at TacTime.app. And you can go there, sign up, log in. You can try it out for free. We don't take a credit card or anything, so you can see exactly how it works. A big important thing is it reads that handwriting from the, you know, early 80s, late 70s.
Chicken scratch. And I can attest to that, because my logbooks are a mix of handwritten entries, dot matrix printers, my terrible handwriting now, and it managed to muddle through most of it. And if it didn't, it flagged it, and it was really easy for you to look at the picture and just fix the entries. But while you guys were talking about paint, I went and pulled it up, and it took me less than a second to find the log entry from March 4th, 92 on my airplane that the paint was touched up and the paint codes that were used.
Great to hear.
While we're doing this, and the import process for me was, I fed those PDFs that I got from the broker that even had a watermark across them, and it still managed to get all of that information out of those PDFs.
That's impressive. You were in the innovation area there at Sun and Fun? Is that what you were doing?
I was in the innovation showcase. Mm-hmm. We visited Sun and Fun for the first time, me and my family, last year. We flew into Bartow, and I never really even went through the innovation showcase. We went through the sim area. And once I built this and had all the people interested in it, I thought Sun and Fun would be a great place to go do some more market testing. Mm-hmm. And they reached out and said that we were chosen to be an innovation showcase, which I thought was amazing.
Cool.
And we were in there with some amazing other companies as well. A couple of companies that I'm working with integrating TacTime into, which is amazing. So it was a really good, really good place for us to go.
Yeah, network and that kind of stuff. What are you flying these days?
So I have a 79 Cherokee 6. It's a 300 horse.
Okay. And after this thing is downloaded by millions, you're going to upgrade to what?
I'm going to the PC-12.
Okay.
Oh, I was going to say a Cessna 150, because it's an aviation business, right?
Well, I think I'm more optimistic. I mean,
no, I'm a big fan of this. Like I said, I literally spent 30 minutes taking and uploading all of my logs, and I probably spent about the same amount of time going back through and cleaning up a few others. Then I took my new logs that I've been using and took my camera and started taking pictures of all the log entries that I hadn't done. And right from your phone, using their web app, I was able to take the pictures and upload and process it, and it's been fantastic.
Yeah, I mean, Dennis. If you haven't figured this out already, Jason, he's
a bit of a nerd.
He's like an aviation computer geek, right? And that's about the best testimonial you'll get from somebody. If it catches his eyes from that perspective, you got quite the testimonial there. So you're off to the races, my friend. Congrats.
That is great to hear.
Yeah, good stuff. TacTime.app. Go check it out. Download it. Help Jason get his new plane. All right? And we got more coming up on Just Plane Radio.
Just Plane Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
Whether you're a flight student, an experienced pilot, or simply an aviation enthusiast, there is a place for you as a member of the Aircraft Owners and Pilots Association. Join AOPA to get the latest general aviation news, safety resources, and technical support you need to sharpen your skills and become a central part of the nation's vibrant general aviation community. Learn more about becoming a member at AOPA.org. That's AOPA.org.
Calling simulation gamers, pilots, aviation enthusiasts, and anyone flying Microsoft Flight Simulator. Don't miss Flight Sim Expo, the gaming and flight sim convention happening June 12th to 14th at the River Center in downtown St. Paul. Flight Sim Expo is open to all ages and great for families. Try a variety of simulation gaming experiences, including driving, racing, railroad, virtual reality, and of course, flight simulation. Don't miss out. Tickets available at FlightSimExpo.com. That's FlightSimExpo.com.